in Ghana.
He's a Negro.
Bought it from the white man. He's a Negro. What does Negro mean?
Black.
That's all. Negro means black. In Spanish. That's all it means, black. And we had some of our educators. The Negro. The Negro. You call him black, he'd be ready to come out of his education. With a switchblade, with a switchblade. It cuts your butt up. But they can call him black in Spanish and he's proud. The Negro people, we make these demands. Took an ignorant man from Georgia with only 3 grades education from the white man's public school system to stand up and tell him he's black and that he's not inferior until he heard it. And now that educated black, we are black.
Right.
And proud.
Right.
Black is only a color.
Right.
It's not an identity. It's only a color. So here the man manipulated us, the racist, manipulated us into position of seeing a color as our identity.
Think about that.
Don't you know there are Indians in India as black as any African that ever was born on the continent of Africa?
Satire.
So what is going to distinguish you from him if it's just black is what you are? He's black too. He's blacker than you. He's so black when the moon hits him, I see blue. I ain't joking. I'm not joking. I've been over there. He's so black until I can't see the white of his eyes unless I go up close to it. I ain't jabbing. The density of his blackness covers, even blocks out the whiteness of his eyes if you're looking at him from a distance.
That's right. That's right.
He is black. He's so black when he's speaking, you can't see his white teeth. I'm not joking. He's so black, look like a black aura or something that covers his face. He got black light. Black light comes in between you and his eyes, between you and his teeth. I'm talking about black. In India, way across the ocean. Now, how come he's not called a black race? No, he's not the black race. He reads the white man's definition of what is a black man, and he identifies with the white man.
That's right. Yes.
Come on.
I was there. Some Indians of Trinidad invited me to be their guest and to make some public talks long before I became your leader. So I'm down in Trinidad with them as their guest. And Imam Jago, that's his name, Jago. Imam Jago was the one appointed to introduce me to the audience. And I don't see anybody in here that comes close to being as densely black as Imam Jago. Or I should have said intensely black. But I chose to say densely black because I think he was very dense. So when it comes time to introduce me, he said, Assalamu alaikum, brothers. We have here the son of Elijah Muhammad. W.D. Muhammad. W.D. Muhammad. Oh, he ain't coming to that dean later. W.D. Muhammad. Well, it's D. Muhammad. He's a black man. That's what he said. I'll never forget it. You know, we don't forget that. Well, it's D. Muhammad. He's a black man. So I've always been kind of calm. So when it comes time for me to speak, I found something in the environment to help me. We were outside. It was outdoors. Good weather, and outdoors. Yeah. So I saw a billboard. And it was advertising a movie. I remember the Black Cat Leopard. Black Cat. And it was all about magic, witchcraft, superstition. So I looked up at the blackboard, at the billboard in the distance, and I said, there's a billboard with a black cat on it. I said, and that is black. I said, because that's what they taught me as a little child in school. They taught me that's black. I said, it is black. I said, but now I look at my skin, and if I go by what they taught me in school, I'm brown. Yeah. And Jago is black. I said, I'm just going by what they taught me in school. I said, he looked the same color that cat looks like a bit. I was in charge from then on. I gave them my little talk and went home with their women following behind me. Brother Imam, Brother Steve Muhammad, you get our men straight, please.